So some people, when they learn that they're a projector, are like mad about it. And I don't know why. I actually love being a projector. But I didn't feel that way at all. I latched into the invitation piece first. And it just sort of, it made me have this, you know, like memory, just all these memories flat out of me, or just realizing and how many times I spoke without being invited in, or I spoke before somebody was ready to receive. Also with my undefined throat, like that's a whole other thing on top of it, because I say things, what I've noticed is that I would say things that people were wanting to say, but wouldn't say, and they would call and celebrate me afterwards. Like, oh, I'm so glad you brought that to the meeting. And I would get like reprimanded by leadership for it. Like it was a total mindfuck situation.
Welcome to the No BS Human Design Podcast. I'm Adriana Keefe, human design coach and motivational speaker. I went through my quarter life crisis in my 20s and had to learn how to navigate through finding what I was meant to be doing with my life. I refused to believe in the culture that said we were all meant to have the same path and boring careers until we retire and die. And along my journey, I found human design, a system that reveals your energetic blueprint, showing you where and how to access your body's consciousness and how to live as your true self. Human design changed my life, so I started sharing it with others and changing their lives, but we were all finding the same problem, a lack of resources that explain the system in easy and useful ways. So I created this show where we dive deep into the lessons of the human design system without the BS and the noise you find on the internet. Listen in for lessons in human design, finding your purpose, manifestation and spiritual practices, human design within business, and so much more. We connect with other experts in the human design and spiritual realm in a refreshingly honest way to help you find your way along your spiritual path and live this life with intention. It's time to let go of the societal expectations of being and let yourself find abundance through being uniquely you. Let's get started. Hey, beautiful, since you know how invested I am in supporting you and your wellness and your overall mental health, I wanted to personally recommend the podcast Thoughts from the Couch with my friend, licensed mental health counselor and anxiety treatment specialist, Justine Carino. On her podcast, she discusses ways that ambitious and high-achieving women, just like you, can manage anxiety and stress, overcome perfectionism, create healthier boundaries between work and home, because God knows that is hard to do, and let go of their exhausting people-pleasing tendencies. If you're craving advice from a professional that is relatable and down to earth, please tune into Thoughts from the Couch, where my friend Justine comes on every other Monday. You can access it from iTunes, Spotify, and Amazon. And as someone who has struggled personally with anxiety, like detrimental anxiety, I am telling you, Justine is one of my favorite people to go to listen to have in my back pocket. So head over to Thoughts from the Couch. There will be a link in the show notes as well. Hey, beautiful. Welcome back to the No BS Human Design Podcast. I have got to ask, is anyone else feeling the intensity of the earth right now? Like astrologically, there's solar flares going on. There's a whole bunch of weird stuff. And I know that you've been feeling it emotionally because you're blowing up my DMs about how much my emotional waves episode resonates with you right now. But I feel like there's also this overwhelming like Aries season really trying to ask us to step into bigger things, but we're feeling so overwhelmed that like we don't even know what steps to take, right? I know I'm not alone here. Like tell me I'm not alone. There's a lot of stuff going on right now, a lot of energy. Now we just entered eclipse season where there's a lot of people who are like talking about how like you struggle in eclipse season and how challenging it is. And while I've definitely had some old trauma get resurfaced during eclipse seasons, there's something about this one, and it's probably because of the total solar eclipse that's happening, but I'm feeling excited to see what energies come through that are out of the norm. So I just want to invite you in this eclipse season, especially if you're a follower of that kind of stuff and you've been seeing almost like doomsday preparation for it, I want to invite you to look at it with a different lens, to look at it as almost like that excitement, like I was just saying, of like, ooh, let's see if we can track what happens with my thought process, my energy, my emotions, and if they actually shift and change during this eclipse season and all of the weird astrology going on right now. And if you're anything like me, seeing that stuff happen actually builds trust with understanding that the universe and the planetary alignments actually do affect us, especially the moon. So just experiment with it, really lean into it and see what comes of it, and trust and know that anything that comes up that feels emotionally heavy, it's coming up because you're meant to step through that version of you into like a new portal of coming out of the other side of that. So really learn to embrace it, much like I always talk about how I love triggers now. It's like my favorite thing when I get triggered, because I'm like, oh, ooh, this is some wounding I can work through. And then I'll just continue moving into the next level of consciousness every time I do that. So it's like my favorite. Anyway, okay. So what do we have coming up? Well, because it's a full moon this week, that means that our new moon co-create ceremony is in 2 weeks, and we are doing it on the actual day of the total eclipse. So April 8th at 7 p.m. Eastern, you can join us for co-create, which is my free new moon intention circle, really focused on sisterhood, spirituality, understanding your sense of spirituality, learning how to co-create with the universe, God, source, whoever you talk to up there in the sky, sky daddy, like whoever it is, this is a space for you to grow into that trust and surrender with the universal flow, and how you can actually make things easier for yourself and respond or wait for an invitation or wait your lunar cycle, whatever it is that you need to do according to your design. We talk about all of that in co-create. It's completely free. So check out the link in the show notes below and join us every month if you'd like, if it feels like it's aligned for you. We have an incredible group of women that show up each month for this, and I'm really excited to see what the energy is like this April 8th because of the total solar eclipse that is going on. And of course, Human Design Society is my go-to for any other additional resources. If you want to do this human design experiment of yours self-paced and you feel like you need more than what the podcast is giving you, whether it's content you want to binge or coaching with me, you get one-to-one FaceTime with me, or a group of community support around experiencing your human design and living by design, you need to check out Human Design Society. We have every single month workshops and trainings by me. We have guest experts. We just did one on medical astrology with my friend Ayur Atla. All of whatever has happened is recorded and is already up in the platform. So don't worry if you weren't able to actually get on that live. It is all saved. And when you log in for the first time, you'll be able to see everything and pick and choose where you would like to start. But we also have monthly Q&As and coaching with me. So you can actually have one-to-one coaching time with me on whatever it is that you want to work through, whether human design related or not. Remember, everything is very holistic. So I'm a big supporter of come to me with any question you have and we will work through it together. So if you're not already a member, I highly recommend giving Human Design Society a try, because it will not be in beta mode for much longer. We're coming up to our 1 year anniversary in May, which is crazy. So the price will be going up. It's only $22 a month right now. Like, I made it as accessible as possible. And I'm planning to make a lot of changes to it. And there's new journeys and pathways going into it very soon, within the next month or so. So with all the energy I'm putting into it, I will be raising the price around the 1 year mark. So if you want to get in at the beta price, do it now for only $22 a month. All right, on to today's episode. We have my friend, Kristen Quattlebaum. And when I met her, she was telling me all about her experience with her own human design. And I was like obsessed. I was like, we need to have you in this episode, in this community. I just want to talk about all things unapologetic expression and how learning her human design really helped her lean into understanding what her purpose was and being who the hell she is. Anything disruptive, anything she feels like she wants to bring to the table, she does. And she went from working in a corporate company to her own boss. She's now running her own company as a purpose guide and healer. And human design is just one of the many tools that she uses. She has 2 life coaching certifications through Intuition Wisdom Institute and Pause Academy. She is very gifted in intuition. And she actually picks up some things on me when we're talking. I can't remember if it was actually in the recorded part of the episode or not. But I mean, her intuition really shines through. So now she is a nomad traveling full time as she teaches intuition, as she helps people heal subconscious wounding all over the world. And she is such a gift to say that she is one of my friends now and in my circle of people who I can lean on. So I encourage you to give this a great listen with probably some notes, some pen and paper might be good for this one. And she also left a special gift for you, her Wealth and Happiness Codes Masterclass for free in the links show. Why are words so hard right now? In the show notes below. It's literally the start of the day. Maybe that's why I can't speak because I haven't spoken to anyone besides my kids yet. Okay. Wealth and Happiness Codes Masterclass for free in the show notes below. So give it a listen. I love you so much. I can't wait to see you next week. Well, we're just going to dive right in here. This is my wonderful friend, Kristen, who we just kicked this off by noticing another reason why we were brought together, which is a story for a whole nother day. But Kristen, I would love for you to take a moment to introduce yourself. Who is Kristen?
Who is Kristen? So thank you for that. And I have a completely open G in human design. So who is Kristen has evolved so, so much in my journey. And actually something that I was fighting at the beginning of my journey. So now I am a purpose guide and a healer. So I really love to tap people back into who they are, right? Dismantling all the systems and beliefs that we're plugged into that stop us from seeing our truth. So dismantling all that, coming back into our truth, unapologetically expressing that version of ourselves and having the courage to walk the path in the world, because that it can be quite a roller coaster. So that is the work that I focus on right now. I do have a corporate background. I love to share that with people because I say that I was literally paid for my beautiful strategic mind. And now I guide my life wholly by intuition. So, and I teach intuition. I am a powerful intuitive, and it's really magical to have been on the journey that I've.
And remind me, do you have a defined head in Ajna?
I do.
You do. Okay. I wanted to point that out because there is a common misconception because I've completely open head, completely open Ajna, and you know, it's called literally open-minded. And that doesn't mean that you can't, if you have it defined, it doesn't mean that you can't be intuitive or receptive to energies. And so I just wanted to point that out. It makes sense that you worked in strategy. I see that. See that definitely with the defined head in Ajna, but also that you're able to tap into essentially other realms and intuition. It doesn't matter what your design is. Everyone has that capability. Mm-hmm. And, you know, should they choose to strengthen it. So what's your human design type?
So I am a 1-3 emotional projector.
And do you know your sun, moon, and rising?
I do. So I'm a Sag sun, Libra moon, Pisces rising.
I feel that Libra in you. I feel like you told me that when we first met. And I was like, yeah, that makes sense. Very like balancing energy, like very mediator kind of energy. Mm-hmm. I love that. So when did you leave corporate and start, like, what made you start on this path of going from corporate to like, I'm going to work with energy and intuition?
Yeah. Yeah. So I left in 2019. I like to say it was an invitation from the universe because after a very successful corporate run, I had 2 positions eliminated within a year. And so I took it as a sign from the universe to get it. At the time, I was getting ready to graduate with my first coaching certification. So that was an intuitive nudge for me to go for my coaching certification. About 10 years ago, I was experiencing a lot of anxiety, and I wasn't used to dealing with anxiety. So I sort of hit this, that was my invitation into my spiritual journey, as this debilitating that I was feeling. And from there, up until that point, I really just put my head down and worked hard and wanted to be recognized for that. And that was like my journey up until that point. Hit this anxiety, and then I went through therapy, and then I hired a coach, and then I started meditating, and my intuition opened up, and all of that was sort of my journey. Meditation is what opened up my gifts. That was in 2017. So it hasn't been that long. I'm already like a very powerful intuitive, and it's really been an amazing journey, really.
And then what eventually led you to human design?
That was still in corporate when I was still like kicking and screaming my way through corporate, like still like, I see all this stuff happening. I don't understand why people act this way. And this is what I see. And they don't want to hear it, but they're for it. And like all of this, like just, I was a change agent. I was like, ready, let's go. Let's change the world together. And I was surrounded by people who said that they wanted that. And then when it came down to it, they really were afraid of it. And so trying to help people see and navigate that, on top of the fact that I had this gift of being able to look at, like if we were putting in a new project or system, I could look at the whole thing and tell you where all the issues were going to be. And it rubbed people the wrong way because I wasn't always in my box. Yeah. And people weren't always ready to hear what I had to say. And it's so interesting because when I got out, I actually ran into the president of one of the banks that I worked for. And he said to me, he said, "Will you come back?" And I said, "No." And he said, "We need people like you now." And I said, "I don't think you're ready. I still don't think that you're ready for it. Like, it's just still too slow of a pace for me." And what's really interesting is that through corporate, I was always a bridge. I was always that. In my head, actually, it's so interesting you brought up the intuition thing, because so my head, I have the two outer channels defined, which are literally like logic and intuition. You probably know the details of what they are, but I know that they have to do with logic and intuition. And that's the bridge that I feel that I am now. I am a left quad in human design, and I have an almost fully defined spleen. I have only one gate not defined there. So like, with the head and the intuition and then the left quad, which is so masculine, I am like a walking anomaly sometimes. Like, but my gift, Adriana, is really being able to see energy and put words to it in a way that people can't. Like, I've read people that have been intuitive their whole life, and they said to me, "You put words to something I've been feeling my whole life and never been able to express." And that's the gift of those channels. And in my definition, it's really, human design is so magical when you understand it and you're like, this makes no fucking sense, but it makes all the too. I totally
didn't
just
you
went
do
a
that
ways.
For me when I feel like when we first spoke, I don't remember what it was. I think it had to do with me channeling spirit. And then you reworded it in a way that I was like, that's it. And you're like, yeah, that's kind of what I do. Like, you just literally voiced exactly what I've been trying to get across as a message. And of course, now I don't remember what it was. I probably wrote it down somewhere. But having that, the logic and intuition, it makes sense. Like, you're a Libra, the balance. That's literally where it's kind of going hand in hand. And the left quad, which I am as well, for anyone who's not that far into human design, that deep as we are, the left quad is in regard to the variables, and just meaning more masculine, strategic, structured kind of thinking and acting and way of being, which I never used to. It didn't sit with me when I first learned about it, And then when I realized, oh, I do have a very specific routine, like even in the shower, I do things a very specific way. I have to have my day look pretty structured in order for me to not feel overwhelmed. And there's a lot of pieces I ended up putting together, but I have always felt like that more masculine energy from me. And, you know, masculine and feminine is not really like the best terminology, but that's definitely where society has put it. Not meaning that we feel manly, but it is just more of a logical, mm-hmm. not so much embracing the feminine. But I've really had to learn how to be feminine and how to embrace fluidity in spirituality. So like, can you relate to that, having to learn the feminine side of things, or was it natural to you?
It was definitely not natural. So I always describe it as in corporate Kristen was very masculine. And coming out of that environment, I swung all the way to the other side. I went very feminine, eliminated all structure from my day. I got up and I just said, I'm going to just flow with however life takes me today. Yeah. And and then I realized that on that extreme, which I think also ties into my defined heart, sometimes I am very extreme about things. I'm not sure, but I've tied it to my defined heart. And maybe the projector too, I don't know, but knowing or being extreme of feminine, I realized that I get nothing done in that space. So when I learned that I was a left quad and that structure is supportive to me, that was a huge game changer for me. Even like in the food, like the food variable, knowing if I don't have a plan for what I'm going to eat, I just go rogue.
Yes. Yes. 1,000%. Go rogue. Yep.
And it's not what's in service to me. Like I definitely have that planned out. And it doesn't mean that I need to be on a diet. It needs to be strict or anything like that. I think that with structure, you know, I've really unraveled, like, what does structure look and feel like for me? And how can I flow within that? And so I do have like, I have these like gentle structured containers. Actually, you know, Charlotte mm-hmm. as well. That's how we met. So she teaches, it's really stuck with me and very similar to something I used to do. One of the things she teaches is like, get up in the morning, activate your energy, take action and connect with people, and then receive, be in your feminine. Because the whole thing is like, if we're so in our masculine all the time, then we can't receive. Was that what I said to you? That you were,
no.
we don't have actual space to receive anyways.
Mm-mm. No, but I know, but I resonate with what you're saying. And yeah. I find myself, the more that I've learned how to listen to my energy, that's what my energy asks of me. I actually just did a podcast episode answering a question about this. And I was like, the first half of my day, I have to be organized. I have to know what I'm doing. This is when I do like clients and whatnot. And then the second half, my body literally tells me I'm all done. I'm too tired. And I realize I can't find my creativity. It feels like I start to get a bit of a headache looking at the computer. So old me would have pushed through that. And now what I do is I go take a bath or I go on a hike, you know, go do yoga, go to a bar class, something like that. And I didn't actually even put that into any sort of masculine, feminine terminology until you're saying it right now. Mm-hmm. But that's literally what my body has been asking me to do. Activate, do what you got to do, and then sit and receive and enjoy yourself.
Absolutely. Something as simple as that kind of container. Like a friend said to me once, the way she did it, she did a honor, love, and power hour. So honor is like honoring yourself and whatever you want to do, energy work, walking, whatever that looks like. The love hour is the environment, which I actually love. And I'm very attuned to my environment and having it be exactly how I want it to be and what feels good to me. And my environment is just very important that I care for it. So that's the love hour. And then power hours. And so she said, what if it's just those 3 hours and you get to go play the rest of the day? And that just sung to my heart. Like I was like, yes, like, because I was struggling with at the time putting any sort of structure in my life. But I knew that if I don't have it, I don't accomplish anything. So it is very, it's definitely something I play a lot with. I also have 5 planets in Libra. So balance is like a thing in my life.
That's why I feel that so strongly from you. That makes sense. Yeah. 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 I love that. So when you first started learning about your design, about being a 1-3 emotional projector, what was the first thing that stood out to you that you wanted to start really taking control of?
The first thing that I latched onto. So some people, when they learn that they're a projector, are like mad about it. And I don't know why. I actually love being a projector. But I didn't feel that way at all. I latched into the invitation piece first. And it just sort of, it made me have this, you know, like memory, just all these memories flat out of me, or just realizing and how many times I spoke without being invited in, or I spoke before somebody was ready to receive. Also with my undefined throat, like that's a whole other thing on top of it, because I say things, what I've noticed is that I would say things that people were wanting to say, but wouldn't say, and they would call and celebrate me afterwards. Like, oh, I'm so glad you brought that to the meeting. And I would get like reprimanded by leadership for it. Like it was a total mind fuck situation, but that's a whole other thing to navigate with an undefined throat. And it's why I do so much expression work now. And this is also my undefined throat taking your questions in a million different directions.
But everywhere that it needs to go. Because you just literally brought up 3 more questions that I'm going to dive into deeper, or explanations. So go on.
Well, and now I lost your question.
The first thing you really latched on to, which you said, was the invitation. So what did that change in your life?
It really helped me to see that people don't move at my pace. And that my work is not in rushing people to get there, but in being aware and conscious enough of the environment that I'm in to know when it's appropriate. And it doesn't mean, like, there's a whole slew of like, how do you wait for the invitation out there in the human design world? And I did go from one extreme to the other, like, oh, I just need to like sit and wait. No. I also put myself out there a lot because I travel full time and I connect and I put my energy out and I let people know I am in the area. Here's what I offer. If this feels good to you,
that's it.
Come get me.
Yep. You have to still let yourself be known as the expert, as the person who you are. You can't do nothing.
So that's what I do. And then in the moments where I'm really feeling like, gosh, I really have something, Adriana, I don't know if she's ready for it, then I will just ask, are you open for a reflection? And then I can get the invitation. But that took me time to realize that. So if there are any projectors listening to this, like, and that's frustrating for you, please like take my lessons. I'm a 1-3. Take my lessons with you and try them out for yourself, because it's, that was a frustrating point for me for sure.
And I love that this was more towards the beginning of the conversation, but you mentioned an invitation from the universe. I did have someone, a beautiful woman named Kristen Pierce, on the podcast a little while ago. And the reason I specifically had her on was because she's a projector, mental projector, and she never felt like she had environmental invitations until she started connecting to spirit and source. And then she started telling me, this was offline, about how she gets her invitations from guides and spirit. And I was like, whoa, 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 you need to share this with people, because there's probably a lot of people out there, projector or not, because as a generator type, I'm still responding. And sometimes what I'm responding to is something from the universe, right? So I think that's a really important thing for people to understand, is that, I mean, I always talk about building your trust muscle with something bigger than you, because otherwise human design would never click with you. You like, why would this be real? And that's a big part of it, is like, wait and see what the invitations are from the universe, that you're just like, oh, something's happening that I have a chance to respond to, or give some sort of, not give an invitation, but like give feedback for, or whatever. So I love that that keeps coming up, because that's really important for people to understand. Okay. So, and then you also mentioned you like a lot of people struggling with seeing that they're a projector when they first see it. And I will say all of us at some point go through a part of our design where we're like, oh, I'd rather not. I'd rather not have that. And to be honest, I would have moments where I was like, Jesus, I wish I were just a projector. And it feels so backwards for people who struggled with, you know, having that title of projector. And, you know, the grass isn't always greener on the other side, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we all have our own battles with our designs. And I very much would get too much on my plate, get overwhelmed. And again, this is when I was not following my quad left strategic routine kind of thing. And I'd be like, Jesus, why can't I just be a projector who could be like so good at one thing or two things and like fully immerse themselves in it? So we always see when we're struggling some light in something else. And I'm curious if there's ever been a part of your design that you've unlocked yet that you were like, oh God, I'd rather not have this or be envious of another person's design?
That's a good question. I guess I would say the invitation piece, because I have such strong visions about what I see possible for me. And I'm also an energy projector, which I think that the way that we use energy is different too. The way that we use energy and the way that we rest. I was talking about this with a generator friend of mine too. I think is different as sacral and non-sacral. It's not, they're not quite the same. I think we try to make them this, and they're not quite the same. So I would say the hardest things are waiting for the invitation, because things, my progressive mind and what I see possible moves so much faster than how life is actually happening. And I guess I'm relating that to the waiting for the invitation and just like alignment. We look at so many different successful, like I follow some successful projectors, right? And they have, you know, all like they have the, they look like they have the life, right? Mm-hmm. They look like they have all the success. and there's part of me that's like, what, I can get heady about it sometimes. Like, what am I missing? Am I not in my full alignment? Like, I have found success 100%. Am I where I want to be yet? No. So that is interesting for me. The other piece I would say is that the whole energy piece. So being a non-sacral and being tapped into like the energy around me, and I have three motors also. So like, Am I getting stuck in the hustle? Right? Am I getting lost in her world again where I was burned out? Or am I just in the flow and in my alignment? And you know what I mean? And it's okay for me to follow this, but sometimes I do notice, like just in my experimentation, if I get too lost in that energy, I don't give myself enough time for rest, I will burn out. Or like I'll have a full day. Like let's say I work 8 hours on a Monday, you know, the next day I might be dead to the world. And I'm like, I can't do any work. I got to have a full day. So if I don't find that balance within myself, that's been another thing that's been challenging to work with as well.
And I just want to define for anyone listening who's rather new to this, when she says she's an energy projector, that means that she has at least one motor defined, and the motors are the heart, solar plexus, sacral, and root. So you have three of them defined, which I'm sure can feel a little push and pull at times, right? Because you have like this root pressure and then this emotional, like, oh my God, I just want to do all the things. And then this heart willpower that's like, just keep going. And then not having the sacral, that has to feel like a lot of push and pull sometimes. Mm-hmm. That's tricky. Yeah.
But also that's what I was saying. Like, I think that the way we receive energy or have energy and use energy is different actually as sacral and non-sacral. And this is something I literally just contemplated last night or started contemplating. So I don't have the answer yet, but I do feel that it's actually different. We can't just speak to energy and rest the same way across all the energy types.
I'm curious if you're ready to dive into that question a little. When you first started pondering it last night, what were the initial thoughts that you had on it?
So one of my mentors, who she runs a human design community that I'm in, and she posted something in her story that I'm not going to remember. Let me see if I can pull it up really quick.
I think I know who you're talking about too.
So she said, something I've learned is that non-sacrals need runway and they tend to like passive income models, while sacrals have the energy to keep creating and promoting over time.
Hmm.
I said to her, I think it depends on the non-sacral. I said, I have a defined root, head, and heart, and I'm very invested in my live offerings. I have a friend who only has the sacral and her throat defined. I'm sorry, the spleen and throat defined. She's a splenic projector. And she has an eighth of the energy that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so she's very like, I want to get courses out there. And I'm not attracted to that. Also, like our astrology and the way that we're designed too, like my Libra energy, I think, is in seventh house. Five planets are all in seventh house.
Is that spirit?
It's all about individual one-to-one work.
Okay.
There's other things that it's tied to, but I know that there is a house that's like more group work related. I think it's the 11th house.
Oh, I think that's me. Yeah.
And then the seventh house is one-on-one. Like I'm deep work. I also have like Mercury and Uranus and Venus in Scorpio.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like, I'm very like, deep one-to-one work. I'm very invested in that one-to-one connection and work. And so I don't think we can make blanket statements like that. Like the non-sacrals don't have energy to be one-to-one with people and they just want to make passive income. And then I think about how like she is constantly posting on social media and that just like drains me even thinking about it.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
So there's like, I think there's different ways that we use energy and maybe it's, like, What you view as like, I don't have the energy to do that anymore. And what I view that way, it's so relative.
Mm-hmm. I always say like, well, everyone's incredibly nuanced, but projectors have the biggest spectrum of the way that your chart could look. And I have this theory that projectors are going to split off into in like a subtype, kind of like generators and manifesting generators, because they are. And I guess in one way, they kind of have energy and non-energy, but I don't agree with those statements. I just feel like that kind of makes you feel like to tell someone that they're a non-energy being, I can't feel good, right? Like, I don't think that's a feel good kind of statement or type to make. That's really fascinating. Yeah. And for any projector to think on and explore their own energy, because there is no blanket statement in human design. I don't believe in that in general, but especially for a projector. And I feel like projectors get probably the most blanket statements.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I actually, coming from an environment in corporate where I was working like 60-hour weeks, there is no part of me that wants to do that ever. Like I cannot even fathom that. That's very like projectory to me. I've also had a lot of judgment. Like I was in a call, yesterday where somebody like assumed I was, or said, asked me if I am an MG. I've also had people say to me, like, you act like a generator. And it's like, they're saying these things to me. Like it feels like a judgment. Like,
yeah, as if that's a bad
too much
thing.
Energy.
Yes,
yeah, right. To be a projector. Like, there's mm-hmm. no way you could be a projector.
mm-hmm. But you're over there sitting pretty, feeling balanced and feeling in flow. Like, no, okay.
Yeah, that's why I mean it's so relative. I think your theory is very interesting about projectors splitting off.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
There's too many variables. I mean, yeah.
I didn't know that. That the charts can vary that much with projectors.
Oh, a ton. Yeah, a ton. I'm curious, how has using or understanding your human design helped your intuition and really energy work evolve?
That's a good question.
And I'll give you some reference points where that question's coming from, is because the more that I leaned into my human design, and I know I told you this when we first connected, I started channeling spirit. And I fully believe like my frequency was raising and I was meeting the frequency of spirit, trying to connect and whatnot. So I'm just curious for people who are intuitive. I'm pretty sure every person I've met who does some sort of energy or intuition work knows about human design, knows about their human design. Mm-hmm. So I'm really curious if that helped you evolve in any way.
So one of the big things that I did pick up was the bridge with logic and intuition. And I mentioned those two outer channels. Just looking at my chart is just, there's a lot of masculine energy there, but there's also feminine there. And it's like, if somebody just looked at my chart, I wonder if they would be able to actually describe me, you know, like what would that look like? If somebody knew nothing about me and they could look at my chart and describe me. To me, having a lived experience of it, which I think is what I seek as a 1-3, it's seeing that in my chart and then living it. I think there's a part of me that is always wanting to confirm it through lived experience. There was nothing that I looked at in my chart and thought, oh, like, I wonder if this, and then I explored it intuitively. It was always like, I lived it and then I could see the of it through my chart kind of thing.
That's so fascinating. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. Do you feel like you lean on your human design knowledge a lot as you navigate business, personal life, all the things?
I do. And it's a bit of a push pull because I'm very aware of like not using it to limit me. You know, I'm not going to say, well, because I'm a projector, I can't do that. Like if there's something that I feel very called to do and aligned to do, then I'm going to do it and consider it a part of my human experience. And however I learn from that is however I learn from that. And that's that. But I do, it is the system that I identify the most with. Like I've done Strengths Finders, Myers-Briggs, DISC. I've done so many different Enneagram. Like I know all of those things. Design is the one that's resonated with me the most. And I don't even know that much about astrology. Like I'm dabbling in it just in the community that I'm in, but it's just been a passion project for me. I'm obsessed with it. It's just, it's so incredible. It's such an incredible system.
Is there anything you've noticed that's unlocked for you? Like doors that are opening, opportunities since leaning more into your human design knowledge?
Well, yeah. Yeah, before you asked that, I was literally just thinking that as I've been traveling, I'll always ask when I meet people because I'll think to myself, like, I bet you're an MG or you, I'm sure you're a manifestor. I'll just like, you have an open identity. Like, I'll like think I know these things about people. And then I love looking at their charts after because I'll listen to the things that they're struggling with, like it did for me when I was in corporate. Which I'd never finished saying, but like when I said I felt all that energy in corporate, she said, I bet you're a projector. And that's when we looked at my human design and I was a projector. And then it made all the sense to me. But I started looking at people's charts and doing these like little readings for them. Like I had listened to enough knowledge and then the readings got a little longer and longer. And then people just were saying to me, like, you, how much you changed for me by doing that. And then I was like, well, maybe I should charge for this. So I've inadvertently received an invitation to start teaching more about that. And honestly, it's interesting because I have a little bitterness around it. Like I love doing my little, I call them discovery sessions. So it's like a fully loaded 45 minute set where I basically spit out everything I know about your chart to you. It's not like what's your type? An authority and like profile. it's so much more than that. And at the same time, like one day I did two of them. I just did two discovery sessions with like some other things I was doing. And I immediately knew like, this is not what I want to be doing. Like, I don't want to be doing this all the time. Like I enjoy doing it. But so many people are very interested in human design. So it's like people just go down the rabbit hole so easily with it. But I don't know if I want that invitation. Like, but I'm also like, is the universe trying to tell me something? Like, this is part of my path that am I like, I don't know.
And it could just be that your knowledge of it is just the cherry on top for like what you're already doing.
Yeah.
Sometimes and I've been doing this myself the past year with like, why am I channeling spirit? Am I supposed to be a medium? And I'm like, I don't want to be a medium.
Yeah.
But like, we put these drastic like changes onto these things that start evolving within us. And what if it just looked like this knowledge is making you an even better energy healer and intuitive guide, and letting that be that until something else evolves and changes?
What I will say, does integrate naturally into my readings as well, where I will sense something about their energy and say, like, I think we need to look at your human design, or your human design will explore this more. I'll make a suggestion about how I think that they're designed, and then say, like, we need to confirm it, you know, with your human design. It definitely integrates into my work very seamlessly. And the more I learn about it, the more I can't help but, you know, say that it just so, especially with manifestors. The other interesting thing I will say is I've noticed that my clients tend to be non-sacrals. I'm attracting projectors and manifestors. And I haven't always had the easiest relationship with. So that's shifted the more I've learned about human design and the more I've learned about manifestors too. But you know, just like projectors can be repelling with their penetration, you know, manifestors are naturally repelling.
Naturally. Yeah. I know. I hate that word, but yes.
I know. But the manifestors that I know now and what I know about human design, it's actually really beautiful, you know, to help them work through their informing process. So that's also, but yeah, it's fascinating to me. And I don't know, sometimes these things just kind of come through, these realizations happen, and I don't try to, I need to tune in on that or figure that out. No, I just kind of let it land. It's the same way with my intuitive gifts, you know, like being a medium. When I started connecting, people asked me right away, can you connect with spirits? Can you connect with people who've passed on? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to be like Whoopi Goldberg and Ghost. Like, I don't want that experience, but I just kept my heart open. And then like one time I did a reading and, you know, the woman's mother came through and it was very natural and beautiful. And, you know, it's, the gifts evolve naturally if we just keep our heart open to them. So same thing with this, like, okay, am I supposed to work with manifestors and projectors only, or is there something there? Like, it'll be interesting to see how it unfolds, and I'm not tied to it. Like, and I think that's in part my OpenG. Like, I've embraced it finally. Earlier in my journey, I was like, who am I? Where do I belong? Like, I need to find the thing. And I kept hitting my head against walls, like frustrated, because everything I was looking for was outside of me. Came in when I dropped it within me, that's when all the answers came. And now, like, I'm perfectly content with my purpose evolving and not knowing how to answer the question, where are you going to be in 5 years, Kristen? I don't even know where I'm going to be in a fucking year. Like, let alone, I know, 5 years. You know?
Yep. I feel the same. And in a good way. Like, it's good to have goals and dreams and aspirations, but also, like, I've really learned to just surrender. and just go with the flow. Just like you were saying with like channeling, I can't yet control who comes through and when. But like last week I had a deep dive session with a new one-to-one client of mine, and she had a grandmother come through who was a very impactful person in her life. And her just having received that message was like the biggest takeaway she had. And she, like, it was like almost, I think, was it 2 weeks ago? And she's still like so connected to that message. And I feel like that just set the foundation for everything we're about to do together. So I'm just letting it be that. I'm just like, I can't control it yet. But I fully believe that we get those messages when people need it. And that's enough. Mm-hmm. And you touched on something else that I think is so, so important. And again, I want to know if it came from human design and understanding your human design and leading you to this very unapologetic expression of who you are. Are those two connected?
Absolutely. My expression was hindered for so long in my life, and learning about like my undefined throat. And it's so interesting. So like even going live, I can just riff about any topics. I don't need a plan. I can just riff on it. In the very beginning, when I started doing that, and you can go back on my YouTube channel to look at like the first videos, my energy is so different. You can really see the deconditioning process happening, right? Like you can see how still tempered I was and how I hadn't really like fully released there. But it's something that's so important to me. And I have gotten to this space now where I do feel like I can be so unapologetic about it. Now, one thing I will say that I'm still working through sometimes is in intimate relationships. So I hang a gate off my solar plexus. I think it's the 6, if I'm not mistaken, maybe. But it's tied to this channel of intimacy. And the fact that I have all those planets in Libra and the Scorpio placements too, like I have a lot of like one-to-one relationship work that I'm doing. So sometimes I find that I have it harder to express in intimate relationships. So that's kind of like the next piece of my unraveling of the throat conditioning. But to me, it's so like, I don't really do a lot of burnout work, which is like sacral energy, right? With my openness. So I really tie the open G and the undefined throat together. And who are you? Why are you here? And how can we have the courage to be who the fuck you are in the world? Mm-hmm. Like that's the work that I do. And that expression comes through so powerfully, and not only just who we are and how we walk in the world, but also our businesses that we create. If you're an entrepreneur, and the things that you're, how you're showing up in the world and who you're interacting with, expression is so much further than just the words that come out of our mouth. So 100% like human design really helped me explore some of those things and just affirmed that this is my path. And when I'm doing my work and just the energy that I feel and doing my work and teaching and sharing about all this stuff, and it just, I can't help but feel like I'm in my purpose.
I second all of that. And one thing that's really standing out to me, which absolutely has nothing to do with why I asked this question, is as you said, you had the 6. I was like, oh, because I have the 59. And so our together, you and I create the channel of intimacy. And we weren't recording yet when we first started this conversation, but we were both very much like, I'm totally fine going deep, like to talk about whatever. And like, and I've also started this co-create space, which is like, I want women to have these intimate relationships with each other. And that's something I've really had to learn to experience. And my husband has the 6. So together we create that channel, and he's helped me understand what intimacy is and really helped me step into what that is. And then, you know, I started exploring it with female relationships and realizing intimacy doesn't have to mean sex. It's literally just like a sisterhood and like truly getting to know someone. So that literally had nothing to do with the question I asked you. But when you said that, I was like, oh, that's all I can think about now is the fact that together we create that channel. And that explains probably a lot of like, I think I click with you and like I could tell you anything. And having that intimacy is so, so important. But I feel like you can only get to that place when you are confident in your own unapologetic expression, just like you and I have experienced as we've gone through our design and deconditioned.
And there's still plenty of you for sure.
Never ending.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's really an incredible system. So, and I'm just a casual learner. I listen to human design podcasts and I pick up little snippets, you know, here and there. And I just keep absorbing like that, which is so interesting too, as a one, because there are other ones. There are people that are not ones, but maybe they have a lot of ones in their chart, but that are like, I think they're more intense researchers than I am even. It's just really fascinating. It's definitely not a black and white system for sure.
I'm a line one in my Pluto, which makes so much sense to me because I'm literally constantly researching the best ways to transform and like heal. Now that's never ending. This conversation has been so fascinating. Thank you so much for everything you've shared, because I know someone out there most definitely learned something really big takeaway from this conversation and everything that you've experienced and learned and are literally just giving back to the community for them to learn and grow from too. Where can people connect with you and how do you work with people?
So Instagram is a great place to find me. It's Rewilding KQ as of this recording.
Changes to come, I guess. Let's see.
And the way that I work with people is really through, I have a couple of events. I have a new event space that I'm creating called The Unconventionalist. So it's really to celebrate the disruptors and the rebels and the out of the box thinker. It's going to be like a drop-in mastermind kind of thing. And so the first one, I don't know when this is airing.
Probably March.
March. Okay. So it'll be created already at that point. And so I would just follow my events page on my website if you're interested in that. But otherwise, intuitive readings is a great place to start with me. And then I offer one-to-one deeper, like, let's like immerse ourselves in this purpose journey for 6 months together. And I will teach you how to connect to intuition and do subconscious healing if you want to include that and step into your expression in the world.
Expression seems to be like a big word for us. It's probably another reason why we've clicked that unapologetic expression. This has been so great. Thank you so much. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us today. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. Any links will be linked in the show notes below. And if you loved what you heard today, please be sure to click subscribe and share your thoughts with me by dropping a review so I can keep the good stuff coming. And if you'd like to learn more about me and how I can help you, head over to adriannakeith.com. You can download your human design chart and get other free resources. And for extra inspiration, don't forget to connect with me on Instagram at Audrey Keith, A-D-R-I Keith. I'd love to hear from you. Till next time, my friend, stay awesome, beautiful soul.